You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Christmas is a week from tomorrow. Yes, you heard me right. A week from tomorrow. And here is the question so many of us are being asked. Have you finished your holiday shopping? That would be a no on my part. If the answer is no, have no fear. We are talking to some experts today about finding the right gift. Joining me live in studio are Tanya Carnahan. She is a Boise Bay style blogger. And Chris Hounald, president of Idaho Mountain Touring Outdoor Gear. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
So gifts can be really stressful. They can be really, really stressful. And then we think of that perfect gift. So, Tanya, how do we get out of that idea of that it has to be perfect?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I think really we need to, like, scale back our own expectations.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm a shopper, so I put huge expectations on myself. I want it to be the perfect gift. But really, it is the gift that matters, and it is the heart behind it. And the person receiving that gift just wants to be thought of. You know, so it's the value that goes into it is really the heart that you put into it, and they're ready to receive and happy, and they're surprised. So they probably don't expect what it's going to be anyhow.
That's a really good point that you make, though, that it is what's behind the gift in mm-hmm. the sense of thinking about someone versus I have to spend X amount of dollars.
Right. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Because we all have such varied budgets right now.
Right.
And sometimes even just an experience itself doesn't have to cost a lot of money at all, but may take more planning. And that in itself has so much heart and soul in it that it's super valuable.
So, Chris, you sent us over like a big list of ideas. And what was interesting to me is, you know, you said things like socks and underwear. And that sounds so boring, but it is. But they're really cool. Like you talk about like this brand Saks.
Yes. And so there's socks and underwear, but then there's fun socks and fun underwear.
So there you go.
Totally different. So, you know, socks with colors and patterns and all sorts of wild, you know, designs and things like that are great Christmas gifts. People love them. And they're practical, too, but they're not, you know, the kind of thing people necessarily buy for themselves. And same thing with the underwear. There's, you know, the kind you have to have, and then
right.
there's the kind you really want, which are kind of fun. So yeah.
Talk to me about this. It's called Saks.
It's called Saks, yes.
Okay, so what makes it so different?
Boy, this is going to be a little tough to describe, but they're men's underwear, and they are designed to be comfortable and supportive mm-hmm. And stylish at the same time. And somebody took a engineering approach to underwear for men. And I, again, we've had...
Don't worry. You know, we've talked about all kinds of things on this show.
Had him once described as having a couple little angel hands sort of
holding everything up and in place.
In position. And,
hey, women have been dealing with this for years
okay.
when it comes to bras, so we get it.
Well, and it's one of those, if somebody looks at them, the first thing they do it's are these for real? And you go, oh, absolutely. And I always kind of joke, I say, don't buy one pair because you will throw every other pair of underwear you have away and you'll replace them, you know.
And then or you'll be doing laundry every
day. Or you'll be the guy digging through the laundry basket going, yeah, I can get one more day out of these.
I love that, though. So see, who knew? So we talked about budget, and I think this is a big deal for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so, Tanya, what about some gift ideas for under $25? Which, by the way, Chris, these underwear are under $25, right?
Depends on the style. They're $25 to $35.
Okay.
And there's some technical ones. There's some a little more casual, but right around that, about $25.
And then, so Tanya, talk to me about certain ideas for under, you know, $25.
Oh, sure. I would say, again, with the whole like experience concept,
mm-hmm.
You could pack up a light, like a picnic lunch with meats and cheeses and a bottle of wine and hop in the car and take somebody out to one of the hot springs we have around here. And if you're planning and crafting the whole experience and you bring music and you make it a surprise and like there are ways to make that such an incredible and memorable experience without a lot of money to spend.
And then you talk about things like subscriptions as good gift ideas.
Oh, yeah. Those are huge right now. So for me, the easiest way to get last-minute gifts mm-hmm. is either going to be like hyper-local. What can I get that's closest to me? and online. And I don't mean like online shipping things necessarily, because the post office is getting overwhelmed.
Right, exactly.
But there are so many subscription services out there for like the FabFitFun box.
Oh, right. Okay.
Where a lot of my friends are doing that, and you get like a quarterly box that's full of jewelry and clothes, and it's always a surprise and super fun. There are wine subscriptions that you can get. There's a Boise beer card for guys.
Really?
It's like a punch card of 50.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Tell me about this for my husband.
I think it's like $20, and they get 50 buy one, get one free pints at participating pubs all around the area, plus wine.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a great one. What are some of the other subscriptions? Oh, there's places you can like rent jewelry offline or online, sign your person up that you want to be receiving regular jewelry. There's all sorts of stuff like that. And that's the gift literally that keeps on giving.
It gives all year round.
All year round. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Tanya Carnahan. She is a Boise-based style blogger, and Chris Honnold. He's president of Idaho Mountain Touring Outdoor Gear. And we're talking about holiday gifts and holiday gift giving. And I mean, we're coming down to the wire here. So what's interesting to me too are luxury gifts kind of taking a back seat. Why is that happened?
I think a lot of that has to do with the economy right now, but also a shift in value. The things that we value right now, I think, are different than maybe the last few years of, I don't know, I don't want to get into politics and economics, but it seems like a lot of people are treasuring memories more and experiences together and family time and cherishing your kids while they're young and giving them memories together. So I think there's kind of been a shift away from things and towards adventure. Mm. Towards, memories and experiences, especially with things like Airbnb. Like, you can catch a flight deal right now to Amsterdam for a week in the winter time and stay at an Airbnb for cheap and walk around a city, or the Christmas markets in Germany.
Mm-hmm. So things
or
like
Paris.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I
or
would say not just, you know, luxury, but rather than luxury, we're seeing a shift to quality.
Mm,
people would rather spend a little bit more for something good quality that's going to last a long time, sort of timeless. So we're seeing a lot of classic type things that you can get. It's not throwaway stuff, and you're going to have it for a while. So
and is that what you kind of see within, like let's talk about like mountain bikes, bicycles, things like that. You know, it used to be like, you know, every, you know, like if you're a kid, you got a bike, but as adults, sometimes we don't necessarily think about that. But this is such an outdoor community.
Well, and that's kind of what we cater to, is that, you know, I used to joke, you didn't move to Boise for the Philharmonic or some of that stuff. We're getting some of that now. But you move here because you want to do stuff in the outdoors, and whether it's hiking, skiing, riding your bike, riding your horse. And so we sort of cater to things that make that lifestyle enabling you to do that, do the activities, do the experiences and things like that. So.
And that makes a huge difference. I mean, I think experiences matter.
Yeah.
And when we have that mindset, you know, you can think about what is the memory that I want this person to have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's talk about, you know, kids, because I think sometimes they can be tough to buy for. So, Tanya, you were talking about trying to get away from electronics sometimes.
Well, they have, I mean, my kids have plenty of things on their wish list that are video games and electronics and all of that. But they're also very much into things that are tactile and creative. So my son is older, and he's gone back to, I kind of want to play with Legos again.
Yeah.
And that thirst to build something with his hands and step away from the screen. Crafting things are always, always wonderful. My daughter's super into like bead making or looms or anything along those lines where she's creating something with her hands. And kids need, I think, the variety of that experience.
And we do something where we make sure they're not listening, so I can say this. they better not be listening. You know, we do like even books. I mean, things like that, because I think about that. You know what? You might not want to get a book, but it's something that you need.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think with kids, we can kind of maybe think about that a little bit more sometimes.
Yeah. I've heard some families traditionally do. Everybody gets a book for Christmas and have some quiet time, like after dinner or something, to sit around and just relax together and do that. And I think that's a beautiful tradition.
Yeah. And okay, we can't leave out the pets. I mean, goodness gracious, if we leave out the pets.
They're family.
Yeah, they're family.
Absolutely.
Too. So you've got things like that, right?
Yes.
Chris, that people can come in.
For people to take their dogs you know, out hiking or camping, things like that. There's collapsible dog bowls. There's, you know, when it gets cold and it's rainy, something to keep them dry and warm. And even things like leashes and collars that don't get nasty if Fido goes diving into the pond and, you know, comes out all slimy because it was a...
It wasn't the best pond to go into.
Not the best pond, not the cleanest pond. So things like that. And on the kids thing, seeing a lot of, you know, sort of teenagers to young adults around 20 kind of going back to sort of traditional both styles and things like that. They seem to be really nostalgic for things from the 60s, 70s.
That's
kind of
cool.
Fun to see.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in. We've run out of time. I hope we've given all of you some good gift ideas. My guest today, Tanya Carnahan, a Boise-based style blogger, and Chris Honnold, president of Idaho Mountain Touring Outdoor Gear. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.